In this brief training, we will introduce you to VF Health and Safety. First, we need to be prepared for any number of emergency situations that may warrant temporary evacuation of our facilities. In the event of an emergency, associates must be aware of protocols in place to assist with a swift and safe exit. Hi there! It's me, Kirby! I'm so glad you came to visit! Right now, you're standing in the lobby, but there's so much more to explore! Follow the white circles on the floor to move around the facility. Wherever you go, I'll be perched nearby to help explain what you can do. Well, let's get started! Thanks to its heat resistance, cork is ideal as an insulating material against the frictional heat generated during launch, which can be as high as 800 degrees Celsius at the tip of the rocket. A vacuum crane harness is used to automatically place the prefabricated composite sandwich structures on a baking mold weighing around 50 tons. Our employees then push the mold into a large furnace using an air cushion system. Before the first family contact event is arranged, the parent and Office of Children's Services caseworker meet to create the family contact plan together. Each family contact event should follow the same family contact event routine to provide the benefits of consistency and predictability to the family. Let's review the elements that make up the routine. The family contact event should begin with a warm and positive welcome between family contact facilitator, parent, and child. Now, look at the second item for Kerberos. We have a description and a solution. In this case, it says the Kerberos master key is too old and could be used as a back door. When symptoms take a few weeks to get better, this can cause you to worry. We might wonder, is this normal? A few weeks can seem like a long time. Sometimes some of our symptoms may take longer than others to resolve. After 2 to 4 weeks, if symptoms are not getting better despite using the Get Better plan, it may be a good idea to see a concussion specialist. They will ask more specific questions about those nagging symptoms and try to understand why they're not getting better. This helps the specialist develop a plan to help you feel better and get back to more of your normal activities.